USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is predicting some really bad things are going to emerge from the Justice Department's investigation into the origins of the Russia investigation.
And it looks like it's becoming very serious from what I'm hearing. Investigate the investigators.
AG Bill Barr has elevated the probe to a criminal investigation. President Trump continues outside the White House.
They've been looking at it for a long time. I can't tell you what's happening. I will tell you this. I think you're going to see a lot of really bad things.
The federal deficit rose to $984 billion in fiscal year 2019. The Treasury Department estimated on Friday an increase of $205 billion, or 26% from 2018. Relative to the economy, the deficit is the largest since 2012, when it was $1.1 trillion. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
The CDC is confirming that fentanyl is the deadliest drug in the country. A new report from the National Center for Health Statistics shows fentanyl was responsible for almost 39% of overdose deaths in 2017. That's up from 29% in 2016. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has an update on the teacher strike in Chicago that has many parents scrambling.
Chicago public school students missing day 7 of classes because of a teacher's strike. Union Chief of Staff Jennifer Johnson says she's still hoping the teachers will be back at the classrooms by Monday after a pretty good day at the bargaining table yesterday.
We're still working through our conversations around some of the key issues like class size and staffing, like pay for our experienced educators, like paraprofessional pay. And then there's still lots of little details.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At a recent event sponsored by the Wall Street Journal, the CEO of Disney, Bob Iger, says he would not comment on the protests going on in Hong Kong because, quote, to take a position could harm our company in some form, and that would be a big mistake. Gordon Chang is author of the book The Coming Collapse of China. He joins Fox News and talks about how some companies are now implementing Communist Party policies outside of China.
Well, what we're seeing is Xi Jinping forcing companies to do things outside of China's borders. And this was most graphically illustrated about a month ago with Cathay Pacific, the airline, where it forced out the chief executive officer, the chief operating officer, the chairman of the board, and about 200 employees because of the issue of Hong Kong, what Iger was talking about. You know, we've now seen this with ESPN, which is a Disney unit, which is now showing maps of Communist Party maps instead of maps which are more coincident with reality. So what we're seeing is China trying to use its power to intimidate companies to do its bidding. And this oftentimes goes against our free marketplace of ideas.
And finally, actress Felicity Huffman was released from jail after serving 10 of her 14 days that she was sentenced to in her role in the college admissions cheating scandal. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.